Welcome back, all you cool cats and kittens. It's your host with the most. It's me, Lane, and this is the Spartans, Wolverines, and Beards podcast. Before we really jump into everything, I want to welcome you guys back. Thank you for listening to us. If you haven't yet, make sure you follow us, like us on Facebook and Twitter. We're going to be continuing to post little funs, nuances, things like that as we continue on. We've got a pretty shorter show today. Lions sucked last weekend, which we know. Tigers, Gardner just up and retired due to his health. That was kind of sent some shockwaves through the MLB, and especially for the American League Central. Now it's kind of wondering who we're going to look at. I've heard Lloyd McClendon is Guardy's number one pick, which I think McClendon is a clubhouse favorite, which could be good. Another name I've heard actually floated out there is AJ Hinch, which, yes, he's a cheater, but he's also a very good manager and gets the most out of his talent. So that could be interesting, could be a way to try and draw some free agents to Detroit, but we'll see how that goes. But the biggest news we've got right now is the Big Ten football is back. So that means Jordan will be back with us here shortly. We're going to be doing something new, hopefully, in the next few weeks, which we'll stay tuned for that. So yeah, everything worked out for the Big Ten. Looks like we're getting football October 24th, October 31st. Happy Halloween's Michigan, Michigan State, which we all know is the staple of this program. So that'll be interesting right off the gate. So yeah, it's going to be interesting to see how the Big Ten looks. Definitely going to be interesting come playoff time, because it seems like the Big Ten definitely threw Ohio State another softball. So we'll see what happens there. See if they maybe crash the playoffs. I kind of hope they don't, but we'll see what happens. And then the most recent news we actually have is week two NFL, just injuries, injuries, injuries. If you're like me and you've got Christian McCaffrey and or Saquon Barkley on your team, you crapped your pants this past weekend because Saquon is now done for the year with an ACL injury. Christian McCaffrey has a high ankle sprain, which they're saying 4 to 6 weeks, but he says he wants to rush it and get back in a shorter amount of time. As you know, for football players, high ankle sprains are usually pretty long-lasting. So that'll be interesting to see what happens there, especially with him being the focal point of that offense. Nick Bosa from the NFC North champion San Francisco 49ers tore his ACL, or at least that's what they're figuring. So that'll be, unfortunately, in a year-end injury. Drew Lock from the Denver Broncos strained his AC joint, which I've done that before, and that is no fun. Could not imagine being a quarterback and doing that. That would be absolutely awful. And then also for the Broncos, Cortland Sutton tore his ACL, so he's out for the season. So then you look at all these injuries and you have to ask yourself, is it because there wasn't a preseason? And I think the more in-depth you get, I think you're going to see that. I mean, Sunday I have a few fantasy football teams, and I'm sitting on my couch and it seemed like every couple minutes I get an update. This player's hurt. Update. This player's hurt. Update. This player's hurt. It was like Bloody Sunday for the NFL. And it's just, you just have to wonder if it is because there wasn't a preseason, so their bodies weren't as used to going full speed against other NFL players. Hopefully these guys recover. They recover soon and they're able to continue to produce at such high levels. I mean, an ACL injury is not as serious as it was 10 years ago. I think Adrian Peterson is a testament to that. Tore his ACL and came back and absolutely tore things up, and he's still a force in the league. Well, at least not last week. So with that, I think we're going to go ahead and take a little break. We're going to get into the good, the bad, and the ugly, And a little spoiler for you all, there's nothing good and there's nothing bad, but there's only ugly for the Lions beating they took in Green Bay this weekend. So stay tuned. All right, you heard the music. You know what that means? It's the good, the bad, and the ugly. For the Detroit Lions, week 2, 42-21 loss at Lambeau Field against the Aaron Rodgers-led Packers. Holy crap, am I tired of saying that. I'm not going to get too in-depth with the game. We all saw it. We all know what happened. It's a complete CF out there for the Lions right now. I said last week, you know, I'm considering buying tickets to the Fire Matt Patricia bandwagon. Well, now I'm absolutely on that puppy. If I were Lions ownership, I probably would have met him in the hall to the locker room and told him flat out, like, hey, you're done. Like, we're going somewhere else. Give Daryl Bevell the keys and let him run with it for a while. A horrible game. Lions come out early, 14-3, and you think, holy moly, like, they're going to do well. Like, the Lions looked good, and Stafford looked sharp, and Marvin Jones looked good, and then the bottom fell out. Absolutely no pass rush. Again, we're doing this bend but don't break, and we're doing the let's keep everybody in front of us and not behind us, which that works, but when you're giving up 15, 20 play yards at a time, it doesn't mean crap. If you had Aaron Jones in fantasy this week, you were extremely happy. I am one of those people that had Aaron Jones. 18 carries, 168 yards, 9.3 yards per carry, and 2 touchdowns. So week 1, we saw our pass defense get absolutely annihilated, and then this past weekend, it was just our run defense. Just got gutted. And you have to say this is coaching. We have the players in place, but if you look at the techniques that are being displayed on the field, and it's abysmal. Like, I don't know what else to say about this Detroit Lions team. Stafford looked horrible. He looked gun-shy in the second half. I mean, I don't know what more can be done. A little stat for you guys. Rod Marinelli, who is infamous 0-16 season, is 10-24 as the Detroit Lions head coach. Matt Patricia is 9-24-1. And keep in mind, Rod Marinelli has an 0-16 season in there. Matt Patricia is on an 11-game losing streak. And we go to Arizona this weekend against Kyler Murray, who looks like a dark horse MVP candidate. DeAndre Hopkins, who's top 3 receiver in the league. And we've got a secondary that can't cover anybody. So I personally think this weekend's going to be an absolute bloodbath. I think the Lions need to make a change, and if they're going to make it, they need to make it now. You're already 2 games back in the NFC North. Just what more needs to be done for you just to wake up, ownership, and just say, hey, this isn't working anymore. Now, I think you give Daryl Bevell the keys and you say, run with it. And if you turn the team around, then keep them. I mean, you're only 0-2. But if you get to the bye, you're 0-4. Realistically, you can only lose about 2 more games and you're out of the playoffs already. So then at that point, then it's, well, are we going to tank for Trevor? And I don't think that's the answer either. I don't think tanking for Trevor is a good idea, because you're admittedly just throwing in the towel already. So I don't know. I'm at wit's end with this Lions team. Offensively, they looked good for moments, and then they looked god-awful. Stafford making rookie mistakes. Like, you're a 12-year pro, man. Like, You do need to take some ownership of this team. I don't know if that back injury is really starting to show up again. I don't know. He just doesn't look right. I do have to say the only real bright spot we had, I think, is DeAndre Swift. I think he looks good. I think Quintez Cephas looks great. I think Hawk looks good. Hawk can't block anybody right now, but he looks good as a receiving tight end. People are ripping Okuda already, and for what? What do you expect to happen as a rookie who's guarding Davante Adams? Davante Adams is an incredible receiver. We know that. I mean, what do you expect? It's his first NFL game. Like, he's not a bust. Quit labeling him a bust. There are young keys to this team. Frank Ragnow is another one. There are young keys to this team that if we continue to build around them, we could be in good shape. But it's coming down to coaching and how we're developing these players. The scheme never changed from New England to Detroit. It's the players that have. And you have to wonder if it's a disrespect thing for Patricia with the players. Somebody asked Kerryon Johnson something similar to that, and Kerryon said he's absolutely behind Matt Patricia. So, I don't know. I don't know what's up with this Lions team. You look at teams out there like the Bengals. They just picked up Joe Burrow, when Joe Burrow was wheeling and dealing. Yeah, they're 0-2, but he's wheeling and dealing. And I personally am not a huge Trevor Lawrence fan. I think the way the NFL is going, I'd rather have a Justin Fields type player. Somebody who's quick, can run some play action. I think that could be beneficial. His arm strength's a question mark. And so is his decision making a little bit. But man, Lions need to do something quick, because there's a crap load of pissed off Lions fans out there right now. If you were on Twitter Sunday about 4 o'clock and you're on Lions Twitter, good Lord, the sky was falling. I was one of them that was the sky was falling. It was pure chaos. The Lions fans deserve better. We deserve better. At this point, we are no better than Cleveland Browns. We make fun of the Jets. We're no better than Jets. Hell, we got our ass kicked by the Jets 2 years ago, 3 years ago. So something needs to change, and it needs to change quickly. Whether it's Matt Patricia, Daryl Bevel, if it needs to be the entire house needs to be, or the entire coaching staff needs to be burnt down and rebuilt, I don't know, man. But I know I'm growing patient, or growing impatient on this Detroit Lions team. So, and I'm one of the more patient fans, there's a problem there. And people saying, well, you fired Jim Caldwell. Well, yeah, Jim Caldwell had a winning record, but here's a stat. Jim Caldwell was 4-23 against winning teams. You can be 9-7, 10-6 all day long, but if you're winning against crappy teams and you go to the playoffs and you get knocked out round one every year, that's no different. Except now you don't have a good draft pick. So, what I would love to see happen is I would love to see the Lions organization burn it all down and start something fresh. Bring in somebody new. Bring in, like, Eric Bieniemy from Kansas City. Somebody like that. Because the league has become an offensive league. I would love to be able to pull up, which I didn't do it this week, the stats of winning percentages right now of offensive coaches against defensive coaches. I bet you offensive coaches right now have better records. But if I can get that stat pulled up, I'll post it on our social media, and we'll hear your thoughts on it. So with that, like I said, not a lot of good. There's no good, no bad, and there's only ugly for this Lions ass kicking this past weekend. So if you would, stay with me, and I'm going to close this puppy down and talk about maybe some changes to this podcast, so stay tuned. All right, like I said, it's going to be a shorter podcast today. I'm pretty exhausted by just thinking about the Lions. Big Ten's coming back. There's some positive news. That means Jordan's coming back. So there's some more positive news. Some interesting possible changes happening to the podcast relatively soon. So you'll definitely want to be following us on Facebook and or Twitter at the Spartans, Wolverines, and Beards podcast to stay up to date on all of our news. Jordan and I are pretty excited about these possible changes. So as long as everything works out, I think we'll be rolling with it. And I think it'll be pretty sweet and pretty fun for us and our listeners. So with that, just want to say thank you again for listening to me ramble a little bit this week. Jordan will be back soon. If you haven't yet, subscribe to us on Apple Podcasts, whatever or whatever streaming app you use us on. Drop us 5 stars. We greatly appreciate it. So with that, go green and go Lions. For the love of God, don't lose to the Cardinals. Stay healthy, guys. See ya. Army couldn't hold me back.